Welcome back to Service Notes, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of IT service management. Together, we explore the stories and experiences that shape our industry.
Today, I am joined by none other than the person responsible for launching Service Notes, Jeffrey Teffertiller. Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for giving us your time. And I hope people listening to this are just as excited as I am, because I have known you for almost 4 years now, and you have such an amazing journey to share and so much experience under your belt. And I must say, you are one of the most kindest and, you know, person who always cheer other people and their achievement on LinkedIn till to date. So thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, welcome to Service Notes. And why don't we start with, sharing how did you start your career in service management?
Oh my. First of all, thank you for having me, Rena. It's quite the privilege and the pleasure. So my career path is very interesting only because it's winding. And I, like most people, did not wake up one day and say, this is what I want to do. I went to undergrad and got my bachelor's in finance. I have a minor in accounting and economics, so I'm a business person. Mm-hmm. I have then went and got my MBA at a pretty young age. And then
so you are quite a nerd.
You yes, very much. Mm-hmm. Very much. And so then I went into the business world. And then a year and a half later, my twin brother, who had been working in asset management, but he's a sales guy, very different than myself. He's really, mm-hmm. Some people are born with the sales gene, not me. And wanted to create a partnership where we helped organizations. And this was in the mid 90s. Where everything okay. was hardware asset management. So think of like banking equipment, all that sort of thing.
Like a terminals and a pin pad and like printers. Yeah.
Token ring, maybe before your time, but token ring was the precursor to Ethernet and a lot of that networking. And so we started helping large organizations with their asset life cycles. Like I said, this is mid-90s when the lowest, cheapest laptop was over $5,000. And that was $5,000, 90s dollars, not today's dollars. You know what I mean? Like that was expensive. And we did that for 16 years. And I left that business in 2010. And I didn't know what I was going to do. So we, at that point, had a service desk. But we didn't know really what ITIL was or any of that, because ITIL wasn't huge in those mid
in America late, it wasn't huge
right
in Britain it was mature
exactly but during that time I was always like, how do we do things better, like because I am a nerd, you are 100% right, and so I was always with that, how do I do things better, how do we route tickets better, how do we create better experiences? So we had at the end, 1,500, 2,000 stores of, think fast food restaurant, QSR is what they call quick serve restaurant equipment that we maintain. So it was 8 o'clock on the East Coast hours until midnight on the Pacific time. We had a full service desk, full developer shop, 40, 50 employees plus contractors, all that sort of thing. And so when I left that, I was like, what am I going to do? And a friend of mine, it was an electric utility. They were about to implement Remedy. This was 2010, 2011. Mm-hmm. And stand up all the processes. And so I still couldn't spell ITIL, even though it's four letters, right? And so I immersed myself in ITIL, and I worked at that utility for 8 years. And that's kind of how I got down that path. And I really took off in 2012, 2013, 2014. Pursuing my ITIL master B3, of course. And, in mm-hmm. about 2015, 2016, I really immerse myself further because I wanted to learn as much as I could. And there's not very much out there. You know, even today, there's not that much out there for people that really want to learn.
Yeah.
You know, not the certification stuff, but like how to do it, right? Like, what does it mean? Yep. What does change management mean, right? Like,
change enablement. They changed the name.
I know. But I always take the generic name only because I don't want to offend one or the other. But that's when I started. So go ahead.
No. I think people understand that far more easily than the book language of change enablement. Yeah. Like, how is that different than change management? Well, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. But in the book, we call it change enablement. And therefore, if it's in your exam, make sure you say change enablement. Yes. But no, I agree. Change management.
I just use the generic term because that's what's on people's ITSM tools or ESM tools. But 2014, 2015, 2016, I was really just diving deeper because I am a big nerd. And I trying to learn all I could. And so I started, I created a YouTube channel. And then in 2018, my YouTube channel has 1,500 videos about all types of service management stuff. Just me talking. And then 2018, KPMG called me to be a director of their enterprise service management group. And that's, most people know me from then to now, but I fell backwards into it, whether it's the company of my brother and we had clients that had certain needs. So I tried to pursue that better, or a friend that just needed the process stuff because they were implementing a tool. You know, like most people, I just fell backwards into it. But my thirst for learning and getting better and knowing is what's helped me.
Yeah, I know. That's super interesting because listening to you, I kind of just observed from your answer that you said your brother had the sales genes. I think you have the service management genes.
Service Thank you.
Management. Yeah, it's all about improving your service delivery, right? It's not about which process you can use, but it's about, okay, I have this bunch of tools and how I'm going to continue to improve the service. Or when it stops kind of delivering that value, how I'm going to put that aside and, you know, get something else instead. So no, thank you. I really appreciate you sharing your journey. I almost can imagine my head, like the kind of like this mega service desk looking after all this equipment and then struggling, like, you know, how do we organize? How do we structure? What framework can we use? And bumping into this ITIL, which probably back then wasn't that big in US. I mean, you know, when you mentioned those years, I'm thinking, yeah, back in like 2010, 11, it was a big deal in UK, like, because that's where it was invented, I suppose. But yeah, no, thank you.
I truly hope that you are enjoying this podcast and my interview with Jeffrey as much as I am. Don't forget to tune in next week where we continue our discussion. Thanks again for listening and take care. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.